What was that?
Hey!
It was your mom.
Oh, okay.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom.
What's up? This podcast just got a whole lot more complex.
Sure did. Live from the north side of Racine, Wisconsin, it's Guys, Games, and Beer! Yeah! Hey, tell us what we're drinking.
Matt, what are we drinking tonight?
So tonight, we're starting out with a little beer barrel bourbon. It's from the New Holland Brewery in New Holland, Michigan. I was on vacation visiting my folks over the weekend, and on Monday, my family and I decided to go drive an hour to the brewery to have lunch and have some beers. On Saturday, my mom goes, yeah, I work for the state, so I have Monday off because it's a holiday. So you want to go to the brewery? And I'm like, yeah. And then on Sunday, my dad goes, yeah, I took Monday during the day off, so I'm going to go with. And then on Monday, we picked my little brother up from school. It was a good day. So I picked up this beer barrel bourbon because I saw it and I said, man, the guys would really like this. So far, it smells great. You're going to see us taste it.
Yeah, if you had smell-o-vision right now, this would be amazing. It smells like booze. It
smells like booze.
And also, to what? To ass.
To ass.
Wait, ass?
Shut up.
Whatever. Just go with it.
Fine.
That's what gets me in trouble. Actually,
smooth.
Oh my god.
It's holy smooth.
Balls.
Holy balls,
that's
good.
So
holy,
good.
Holy, not balls. Holy ass, that's good.
Holy ass, that's good. Oh man.
Woo. So.
Wow.
It doesn't even hurt. It just tastes good.
That is amazing.
I'm
that's
very
good
happy
bourbon,
with this.
Folks. That was it was only $35 and it also came with a tasting glass. So maybe you should head to New Holland Brewery.
And where's New Holland Brewery located?
It is in New Holland, Michigan. It's about half an hour west of Grand Rapids in the Grand Rapids Kalamazoo area, if you know where that is.
No, but that's okay. No, we all know where it's at. You guys probably could care less. But
Southwestern Michigan.
If you are in southwestern Michigan, stop. Buy a bottle of this shit. It's amazing.
It's so good. Holy cow. I'm so glad I bought this.
That is really a good bourbon.
I think I'm probably more glad you bought this.
Yeah,
probably.
I think I'm pretty glad right now, too. All right, so, Rob.
So.
Who's here tonight?
Well, let's start with Larry. Hi, Larry.
Hi.
We got Patrick.
We the people.
We got Matt.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, really. What was that?
We have Matt.
That was my thing.
Oh. We have Jonah. We have Tom.
And I have bourbon.
And me, Rob. And
me,
I have
Rob.
Bourbon.
Rob,
and you
drunk.
Have bourbon. All right. So,
I'm happy.
What's the first topic tonight?
Well, number one, we'll run down what's going on this episode. There's going to be we've been doing cuts the last couple episodes. We're going to cut away. We're going to go to a special segment on Vectrex. That we're going to do today. We're going to start just keeping with that idea that we do something special every episode. Wait till the next one. I got a surprise. We got... Oh, you know what?
Don't tell them it's a surprise.
No,
don't blow your load.
Because I'm not going to tell you a lot. What I am going to tell you is next week's episode, we're going to have a card game that has not been released yet. It's pre-release. It's still in its beta. It's being sent... by some of our friends.
Hey, by the way, this is the first any of us you're hearing.
Yeah,
about
I was just
going
to say. It's a surprise.
No, I told Patrick.
Yeah, he told me. Politicians were and said nothing great. To the people.
Yep.
That sounds about right. Rob is a lobbyist now.
I just paid him.
Shut up.
Oh.
But anyway, we're really excited about
it was
that.
It slogan. Card game at everybody's table.
That's right. Might
so
be a
card
game.
Game,
but anyway, it's a
might
it's
be
a game.
You know, it is a game that
game.
Takes place.
It's a physical
on
game,
the table.
No screen
you
game.
You interact with it.
Yep.
Things happen.
There's a video of them playing it, and I'll send it off to you guys.
All right.
So anyway,
I'll watch.
Can we say the name? Or
I can't
not
wait.
Yet.
No, not yet.
All right,
Rob, I need to hook up to your Wi-Fi.
But they're doing a Kickstart. Yeah, I'm not doing the password right now.
I already know the password.
So they're already.
Jonah.
That's exciting.
Whatever.
It's a password. You don't tell everybody.
Wait,
he didn't say it.
He didn't say it, really.
That's it. You know what? Everybody's fired. Wait, I'm fired.
We're all fired.
You're all freaking fired. Anyway, it's time for what we've been playing. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but really, to be a problem with saying a password
wait.
The show would be
so if
someone
I'm talking
would have to
that
watch.
Loud,
right, that's
so
true.
That's
and you guys can't see.
Yeah, but people do listen to the audio one, and we've been on the uptick again on the audio.
Oh.
Yeah.
So.
Well, hello, audio.
And they might drive
by
at your house. So if you think there's
good.
An unusual.
So
there's
all. Yeah. So. I'm gonna jump on Rob's Wi-Fi.
Yeah, if you see a strange car,
you know, honestly,
front,
to be fair, it's my
if he didn't Wi-Fi that bad,
with a guy pulling a puppet,
and
yeah.
I already know password.
Wait, is it puppet?
You know what? If you need Wi-Fi that bad, damn it, you can have it. Just knock on my front door. I'll give you the key.
Or even go to McDonald's. Come on now.
Yeah.
I do have a small story. So I had a new neighbor a little while back, and now we're outside and we're sitting by the fire, Denise and I, and she's like, "Well, why don't you invite the neighbor over?" I'm like, "All right, yeah, I've never met the guy, you know," and so I go over there. I'm like, "Hey, how you doing?" Introduce myself, and he's like, "Yeah, great." I'm like, "Hey, why don't you come over? We're having a nice fire or whatever," and he's like, "Yeah, all right." So he runs to the liquor store to get some beer, comes back, and
it's Wisconsin.
We're talking. Yeah, exactly. It was
thank
the polite thing to do.
And Larry lives really close to a liquor store.
I know.
It's walking distance.
Yeah.
Actually, stumbling.
We're in Wisconsin. Everywhere is within walking distance of a liquor store.
That's true.
I mean, we have more liquor store bars than grocery stores. But...
That's true. That's true, because fuck food.
However,
booze.
Even our grocery stores have a wide variety.
That's true. It's like a mini liquor store inside of a grocery store.
You actually segued a segue.
Yeah.
That is awesome. We get an achievement, Matt. You segued a segue.
Thanks, guys.
Infinity!
So back to my story.
So back to your story.
So sitting at the fire, we're just, you know,
exhibit segue.
Talking and stuff, and we started talking about internet access. And the guy goes, "Yeah, I don't know. I'm using this network called X-Wing. I'm like, "That's mine!
Oh, no! That's awesome.
That is awesome.
That's great.
He's like, "You don't mind, do you?"
I only use it when I want to be more, but I know. I only use it when I'm downloading movies and surfing illegal porn.
Yeah. All that child porn, I've been downloading. No problem at all.
Oh,
sorry, Larry.
So that's my little story on.
That's why you always keep
access.
Your network protected. Not because I'm real worried about a security breach. What I am worried about is somebody eating up my bandwidth accidentally, because I really do.
That is a problem.
Like my bandwidth.
Yeah, I use mine very judiciously, and by judiciously I mean a fucking lot. So I don't need anyone else leeching off it.
Yeah, I mean I don't mind. Theoretically, I don't mind though. Most of the time, I wouldn't care, but. Yeah,
there are times where it's like, I really need this game. I just bought it. I want to play it. I have to wait 3 hours instead of one because some fucker is leeching and I don't know it. That's a problem.
Exactly.
Well, the worst part is you have to download that game. But that's...
So, Larry, what have you been playing?
I'm still stuck in the world of Skyrim. That's going to be...
You're going to be there for a while.
I have several hours in. I have so many choices now. I have joined the... I don't know, one of the groups, not the Imperial.
The Companions?
I am a Companion, yes!
Excellent! That's one of the most fun things to do in the game.
Yes, so I've joined the Companions, and...
Are in Firefly, right?
No. I know, I was thinking that, too!
As soon as that Companion, I'm thinking...
I'm thinking you're a prostitute?
Really? Are they...
prostitutes!
Are they werewolves?
They're Companions! It's
well, you know, they're sellswords.
By the way, spoiler alert.
So they're prostitutes of a sort.
4 years ago.
You know?
Right.
I'm just saying.
To be fair, in Firefly is not the only place that hookers are referred to as companions.
Okay, wow.
So,
first place
I knew where you were going.
We are almost to the achievement, more segue than actual content.
Okay.
We're getting there.
The Dark Brothers know I've done something. They've sent me a nasty note.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so that's it. Now, you played it, obviously.
I have.
So,
here's
a question. If you join another group, do you get excommunicated from your last group?
I,
Or it really depends.
Can you just keep joining everybody? Can you join both the Rebellion and the Empire?
I don't think you can do both of those, because once you join one or the other, you become kill on sight for the enemy. I think, like, for the main story, you can't. Not sure, don't actually know. Conceivably, you might be able to. It is a Bethesda game.
So can I be a Dark Brother companion?
Yeah. No, I right now I am a companion and sexy I am, by the way. I'm the sexiest lizard in Skyrim.
Wow, nice.
And I'm also a bard. I'm a member of the Bard's College, and I'm going through all the missions for the Mage's College right now.
So you were a lizard.
You're a long time.
You were a lizard, obviously a mage.
I'm actually not a mage. I'm just doing those missions because I want to.
I decided to go straight, and my character's name is Keen.
Okay, good job.
And he's straight Conan.
Nice.
He's just big, beefy, does a two-handed weapon, and tries to basically
punch
someone in the head in one blow.
Oh, God, get him a glass.
Well, yeah,
I love
it. Hey, grab a glass.
Basically, the bad guys run up and start just wailing on me, and basically, one hit it. Wham!
Nice, huh? Yeah. That's
so awesome. That's what I've been up to.
Well, I'm just over talking Larry.
That's awesome.
Patrick, what have you been playing?
This is what we're drinking.
I brought some beer today. I've been playing a game that I picked up a little while ago in Boston. I've been playing Zipocalypse.
Is that like
a board game?
Is that like a French apocalypse?
Really?
Kind of.
No.
Zipocalypse. Nice.
I played through three scenarios so far. The first time my friend and I played it, we went 4 hours playing one session. It was ridiculous.
You play against the board, right?
You play against zombies.
You're playing against the board.
So can you play single player?
No.
Because it's a cooperative game.
It's a cooperative game, and you can actually play person versus person. So, depending on what scenario,
kill
it's like...
other survivors?
Yeah, you can kill other survivors to be able
zombies,
to win.
Right, yeah.
And then... It's just like eight different scenarios.
I gotta tell you, he sat with that game on his lap for 16 hours.
On the way from Boston? Yeah. No, so we picked that up at Beef Fig, the Boston Festival of Independent Gaming. And he was, man, you should see the look in his eyes when he picked it up. It was like, oh my God, I'm in lust.
He was. He was like a kid at Christmas.
If there was a hole in the bottom of the box. Oh, there was a hole in the bottom of the box.
Never mind.
He's pulling up figures going, look. What do you think's gonna happen with that?
So does it play?
So it plays as good as it looked.
Yes.
Oh, nice, it's nice.
I have yet to die.
All right.
I survived every night.
You have that interview online, do you not?
Yes.
So if you want,
I hope you
out,
don't want to ask me what.
No, but if you want to find out more about the game, go back to our interviews from B-Fig and Julie.
It's his own specific.
It was
interview.
Julie from the company, I think.
Yeah, it was Julie.
Julie. Did a great job explaining the game, and you should go back, watch the interview, find out more about the game.
And it's audio only, so you're going to have to go to the podcast part of things. It is not on YouTube.
And she was actually the, what was she? She was
developer.
The editor.
Editor, thank you, yes.
And her editing was very good.
Yeah,
every single time we read a card, we read it out loud, and it just made us laugh. Because
wow, Julie, you are a good editor.
Yes.
So.
Good.
Wait.
You've really made an impression.
Yeah, every card he read read out loud, it made them laugh.
So Julie,
Patrick has a weird voice.
I do.
Julie, come to Midwest Gaming Classic.
For real, though, you should. It's fun.
Yeah, you really should, actually.
Oh, really? For
no, really, you really should.
For Rizzle?
For Rizzle. For Rizzle.
Somehow we managed to invite, all card game and board game.
You do know, Forrest is showing up.
I know.
Oh, yeah, and he's bringing in a copy of Help Wanted.
Right.
He's bringing in a finished copy, or almost finished copy of
I was going to say, hopefully our copy of it.
Well, yeah, they'll get card printing and stuff.
What a dick, Tom! Hey, Forrest, why don't you bring my damn copy?
All right, I don't know what you're talking about.
You wonder why we don't have my say.
He put
an amazingly big pledge on that one.
All right, it's a fun game. It's hilarious.
It's
dirty as shit.
Yes, it is. Oh my
God. Hell are you?
Yeah.
All right, so Matt, what have you been playing?
Well, I finally got my security token for Final Fantasy XIV fixed.
So you get it back into your account? So
that's
yeah,
been over a month, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has. I had 3.5 gigs of patches to download when I finally got back in. But I, you know, I jumped back in. And
remember, folks, corporations always do it better.
Yes. Well, I, to be fair, like it was totally 100% my fault.
Yeah,
100%
my fault. When you put a security code on your account and then you lose that security code,
they give you an emergency code that you are supposed to write down or copy to somewhere
secure.
So in case
and they make that very clear.
Yeah. So in case you wipe your software token on your phone, like I accidentally did when I got my new phone. Example retracted. You're supposed to remove the token with the emergency password they give you and then re-register the token. Well, I'm an idiot and I didn't save the emergency password.
That's sad.
I procrastinated for a month.
Still, it shouldn't have took that long.
That said, everything should just be a username.
They don't have 24/7 support. They are only
the reason a lot of MMOs have started with security tokens and stuff like that, they're very susceptible to phishing.
Mm-hmm.
Fake links, or you know, you click a link and they get your email and password.
People hijacking your account.
Right. Yeah, it's really look, and that's a lot of time invested.
This can be fixed.
I mean, Guild Wars 2 got totally. Yeah, I know, but people are idiots.
Yeah, they really are.
Especially when you have
this
an MMO with millions and millions of people.
There's always some stupid person you can get their information.
But nobody gives the DMV a break. They deal with millions and millions of people too. No one gives them a break.
So here's the thing with that. Yeah.
They deal with stupid people.
Again, the people who are smart, well, you don't forget it, Mac. It's, you kind of screwed the boots on that for yourself. But
yeah,
the average person is screwed up by the bottom part.
But the security works because not only did I not get into my account for a month, no hackers got into my account for a month.
So
I
good well, work. Excellent security, perhaps. I'll put that on our accounts at work.
And to Squeenix's credit, when I actually finally called their customer support, which is not 24/7 over the phone, it's only business hour specific time, Monday through Friday, which is why I procrastinated so long, because I would remember at like 10 o'clock at night, which is after their business hours. When I finally called them, they were just like, yeah, you need to answer these 3 questions right. And I did. And they were like, all right, you should be able to log in now. And I did. And it was fine.
I hate to say it, but it does sound like it's totally your fault.
It does. It totally is. I will not. I'm not. Will
not I'm not a real fan of any kind of draconian security on stuff, but you know,
two-factor authentication is unfortunately necessary, as far as I've seen. Tom found something.
What my Vectrex box looks like. The one the guy should be from Denmark.
Nice.
There was a postage stamp somewhere.
There was a follow stamp somewhere.
That's awesome. So I've been playing that a little bit, and I decided to start a Guardian class just because I felt like starting a tank job for no reason. Also, I got a PS4 controller from my parents for Christmas, so I have that hooked up to my PC, and I started playing Arkham City again.
Nice.
On my PC, and because the PS4 controller is built really well, as opposed to the PS3 controller, which I still really liked, and I still prefer it over the 360 controller.
That's just crazy.
But no, it's my opinion.
PS3 over the PS?
Yeah, well, no,
PS3
your
over
great.
The Xbox.
He does kind of have little hands.
Really?
No. Yeah, no. I like the PS3.
All right.
No. You guys
so
can willing
say
to give
an exception for little-handed,
tight hands,
girly men.
Like me.
Bye.
So supple.
Wait.
So,
okay, never mind.
I've got little tiny baby girl hands.
Wow.
And soft like a baby girl.
Jonah is much younger than I am, and he's exactly as large as mine. I am 25. My hand is not getting any larger. I digress. Soft as a baby.
So, with Final Fantasy 14, I mean, like, I don't know, hopefully they fixed the little grouping that I buy now for major dungeons.
It still takes a while if you're
because
a healer or a tank.
Yeah.
Like, it'll take an hour, but it'll take an hour, like, on the regular. Like, you just go and do something else while you
wait.
But if you're a healer or a tank, it's like, oh 5 minutes, oh, look, I'm in!
Yeah, right.
Which I've found very useful now that I turned my Arcanist into a scholar.
Yeah.
I can get into dungeons immediately.
Yeah. Okay, man, we're going way past what we've been playing here.
No, he was
what
still
the
fuck? Was
fuck?
Still
I wanted to know. That's kind of part of...
Alright,
so... On sorry, Travis.
Jonah?
Go ahead. No, no.
Hey, man, you
feel bad now.
No, Jonah, what have you been playing?
Three games.
Three?
Minecraft.
Nice.
Assetto Corsa.
What?
That's a racing game.
And what was it?
Assetto Corsa.
Yeah, I know.
Corsa?
I have not heard of it.
Racing game.
Out of Italy?
It's in beta or alpha or something
Italy?
Like that.
Something shitty and new.
No, out of Indiana.
But it's really good.
Really? Okay.
And then League of Legends.
Wow.
Well.
Wait. You've been doing League?
Yeah.
Travis, have you been...
I've been playing League for...
Okay, because, like, Travis, like, the League guy...
But forever, he means a few months
ago. I've been considering getting on it for the first time, because, like, my brother-in-law
was
playing it.
Never
he's
learn,
like the League
so.
God, trust me.
I know it. I really need to hook you up with my brother-in-law, because he started to, like, really like the game, and you could probably teach him a lot.
When it comes to League...
He's a legend.
Unlike other people, I actually, like...
Really? You had to go there?
It was a goner, and I had to have it.
All right,
Dead Jonah will be mine!
So, which one the most?
Minecraft.
Alright.
Probably.
It's always Minecraft.
It's always
did
Minecraft.
Did you say Minecraft lately? In that list?
Yeah.
You did.
Yeah, first one.
First game he
mentioned.
That bourbon's hitting me really hard.
The bourbon's
it's good.
It's
really good
bourbon, actually. What have you built lately?
Really, really, really cool cow breeder. So, I have a bunch of cows. Yeah.
Yeah, he's got like a bunch of cows. So
he can have a cow tornado.
A cownado.
Cownado. Oh, you beat me to it.
Sorry, bro.
Oh.
All right,
so, I guess I'm bored to me.
Yeah.
Hawken. Damn, I'm
yeah.
No. I love Hawken.
You've been playing something else, too.
A little bit of Killing Floor, but not as much.
What? For those who don't know what Hawken is, Hawken's a game where you cruise high schools picking up high school girls.
Damn straight. And I'm really good at it, too.
They're also known as...
So is Rob. That's Darlene.
Speaking of... For underage... You know, Winger's going to be up in Ottawa.
Don't misdescribe. They can be 18.
No, you know the song. 17, hold it up for me. It's their 25th anniversary. I wonder if they still sing it. Yeah, I wonder if they still sing it.
Or as the venerable Quagmire once said, how old are you? 16, 18, all right.
Yeah, so a lot of Hawken lately. The new update is really quite... It was a little buggy when it came out. Load balancing didn't work well. But I've got to say, they've got it pretty well cleaned up. Plays brilliantly. Basically, it's a mech simulator, but it really is an FPS.
It's not really that mech-y.
No, it's more FPS.
It's an FPS where you play a robot.
Correct, yes.
But it feels right.
It's got a good feel to it.
Yeah, I mean, the movement, you didn't feel like a person when you're running around in Hawken. You feel like you're driving a robot.
Exactly.
It just feels more FPS-y than any other mech.
Customized, and you can, they've got enough of the options available to you as far as mech options go.
It's just a good game. I wonder what Titanfall is going to be like. Titanfall is mech, right?
Yeah,
mech-ish.
Yeah, well, mech-ish and, like, regular FPS, so you can call in a Titan, and you can hop in and out of it, so you can be more mobile when you're out of it, obviously.
Okay.
And you can actually, like, use your Titan, you can call it in, have it defend an area. There's some alpha footage that's already leaked.
Okay.
So, it looks really good, so. Yeah. Travis, what you been playing at work?
I've been playing Pokemon.
I like how without a beat, it's like,
I've gotten into Pokemon breeding. I've pretty much become a geneticist, so I feel really bad.
Whoa. Pokemon breeding does not sound good.
Like, basically,
sounds like pork.
He's breeding with Pokemon.
But I mean, like.
Little Travis heads.
Well, I mean, you know, Eevee.
Back to Quagmire.
If you look at Eevee the right way, I mean.
Oh!
You know.
Sorry, Travis.
Yeah, whatever. I knew these jokes were going to be made.
PC bestiality.
Well, that's what I've been playing, and it's been lots of fun, okay?
Oh, wait, show them.
Yeah, I got a pretty sweet
show that.
There's this guy on Etsy. He makes these custom skins for DSs. They're pretty sweet.
They are amazing.
They're only like $7 a pop. I'm really pleased with it.
It's nice.
It went on really quickly, too, and, like, I don't know, it just makes it a little more unique.
No,
so, I mean,
it's very cool.
It was like, yeah.
Now, did you pick the design on that, too? Or
the guy's got, like, about 100 different designs. Right. He does, like, laser-cut vinyl stuff.
Nice.
But, really awesome. Makes it look really good. So, I mean, for, like, $9, including shipping.
Yeah.
It wasn't bad.
That's nothing.
So, I'm waiting. Okay, so, I'm just super, super upset with Nintendo and Game Freak, because, so, the Pokemon Bank, which lets you transfer from the old version, Black, White, Black 2, and White 2, to transfer to X and Y, it's an online, like, cloud storage service, so you can transfer your Pokemon from the old version to the new version, as well as keep your Pokemon online to transfer between games. It's supposed to come out December 27th. It was out for, like, 6 hours in Japan, and then the whole eShop went down due to all the Christmas traffic, everybody getting their all their new DSs and new Wii Us, and basically lots of patches. So, like, they had so much infrastructure load that their whole system crashed, their shop, everything. So they took Pokemon Bank down, and they've been completely fucking silent about it. They're like, oh yeah, it'll get released, we'll announce when it's going to be released in the future on Twitter. And I'm like, that's exactly what they said. They were like, yeah, we'll tell you when it's going to be released in the future. I was like, that's specific, Nintendo.
You're supposed to say,
fuck.
Go ahead.
So.
I said it once already.
Not only,
I said, the private market always does these things best. If Nintendo would have been running our healthcare website, it would have been great.
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
Had
to wait for that. But
so
to be fair, at least all the teams making it would have worked for the same company.
It's legitimately been a month, but the people who got it in Japan, the first hours it was up, still got to use it. So all they have all these fucking crazy Pokemon that you can't even, like, it's hard to battle against because they have, like, a wide variety of choices from all the old generations. I'm like, okay. So, like, I've just been spending time spanking people online all these legendary Pokemon that could possibly be hacked, but I'm like, I'm just killing all these Pokemon. I'm shooting it with, like, these crappy ass Pokemon. I've gotten really good at just.
So you're ruining little kids' dreams.
Yes, I am. They've read all these legendaries and they don't do shit with them. So I'm just
fuck
like,
those little
I'm
kids.
Taking my
I
anger
understand
out.
When they're
the thing
20.
Is, just like, okay, so you can trade with all the people who have, like, the Pokebank Pokemon, because all the Japanese people were able to get it on. And now.
Yeah, they were.
They re-released it.
Tiny Island.
They re-released it again in Japan first, and they haven't said shit about America. Like,
because
they
fuck America.
Yeah.
Woo! So we get for not buying the Wii U.
And there,
yeah,
what we get.
Apparently. Because, man, I'm like,
hey, well,
I wouldn't be so
machine.
Pissed if it hasn't been a month, and they haven't said, shit. Like, they have been the worst on communication.
It sounds like Sony when PSN got hacked as fuck.
Yeah, and so, like, I've been a little more than upset. Like, I've legitimately been compulsively checking Reddit about it.
Yeah.
Like, trying to see, hey, is it out yet? I, like, check, like, 3 times a day now.
Okay, that is a little compulsive.
Keep going,
man. I'm sorry, I'm very excited.
I was just going to say, all right, but I have put
Mikey, shit.
160 hours into this game, okay?
Jesus Christ.
I am so far out of Pokemon. So, that's a new Pokemon game you're playing?
Yeah.
Relatively.
It came out in October. Yeah, that's new.
Dude, when you haven't been playing, you gotta call it Pokerman.
Pokerman.
Yeah, you're playing the Pokerman.
You're playing Pokerman.
Gotta catch
up. I gotta be like,
like,
I played it 15
like
minutes.
Play it
they just
like
stole
like
my Pokemon and I reset.
Yeah. That was a really creepy Pokemon, by the way.
So you took my crappy ass Pokemon.
Yeah.
And then left me with nothing and wonder why I restarted my game.
Okay.
Do you have to play online?
No.
Or can you be in your Fortress of Solitude?
You get. I mean, there's plenty of stuff you can play solo. I mean, most of the game is, like, solo. It's just, like, once you beat the game, like, a lot of the fun is how you can, like, do double battles with your friends and play against, like, random people online. It helps with the replayability. Plus, I, like, absolutely just mostly slaughter everything offline, so. I mean, like, there's definitely some harder challenges and stuff, but
next time,
for the most part, you never know what you're gonna get with the unpredictability of players. There's just something about it. You can never really match the AI.
Yeah.
Of actually being a real person and making them cry.
It is the best.
Yeah, tears of rage.
That's why I haven't played a Modern Warfare game against the computer. I haven't played the story in, I don't know how long.
Yeah,
what's playing? What you been playing?
Yep, sure. You know what I've been playing? SteamWorld Dig on the 3DS. Because Jonah and I
When Darlene gets home, we all watch a show with Jonah, and I play SteamWorld Dig, which is really good. It's like Terraria.
I'm watching it for the second.
More action.
Second time, damn.
Yeah,
yeah, it's like
I
a fourth
watched for
me.
The first time.
Yeah. Oh, you have to watch it.
Well, I Dude, you got to watch it, Dork.
Actually, the when
yes,
I still
watch
worked,
it.
When I still worked at my old job, the when my third shift lead left, I worked with him on his last day because we were really close. And because neither of us were at a point where we gave a fuck, we pretty much just watched movies the whole night. And at one point, we watched 4 or 5 episodes of Red Dwarf.
Sweet.
Okay. It was awesome.
Forget it. Hold on, I'll be right back.
Well, what do you mean you'll be back?
Somebody
doing a show.
No, I'm right here. All right,
so that's everybody's what's been playing. What are we doing next?
No.
What are you guys doing over there?
Look at the
new
mouse. I'm trying another beer.
Okay, so.
Look at Jonah's new mouse.
I've been playing more crap.
That's kind of awesome.
All right, there's more.
I've been playing. I've been playing Max Payne 3 and Max Payne 1 simultaneously.
I saw that.
Simultaneously.
What the fuck? Oh,
what the fuck?
I have good reasons.
You're late. You're really late.
Grab some bourbon. Pour it
in
the glass.
Oh, great.
No. No, for real though, drink some of that bourbon. It's so smooth.
Oh my god. Trucks?
Wait, who the fuck's that?
Yes.
Oh, it's Brian. Vectry, it's more than one.
No one looks Brian.
Is it okay that Patrick and I are in the same room together?
Wait a minute, Vectry?
I don't know.
Like 3
Vectry, more than one.
Really? You haven't seen him in like 3 months?
It's not a bad thing.
Oh, man!
Dude, I got area effect damage from that. Wait! Oh, my knee went up!
It's not very effective.
Look what you've done. You've taken out Rob's knee.
Yeah.
All right, congratulations. You won.
You used to tell.
You were going to do it. I was going to do it.
Before I took one in the knee.
Before he interrupted.
God damn it.
Max
Payne
1 and 2.
No, 1 and 3.
1 and 3.
Yeah, why 1?
Why 2 at all?
Why 1?
Because one plays on my NVIDIA Shield.
And one is pretty fucking awesome.
It is.
All began.
Yeah, one's pretty good. I've been playing that on the NVIDIA Shield. 3 is really, really good. I heard all these great reviews.
Awesome.
And I was like, I don't know if it's going to be as good as one. Nah, it's better than one.
Yeah, way better.
It's way better than
and
one.
The multiplayer is fantastic.
Be better than the movie.
So well done. I have not seen the movie, and I don't want Max Payne ruined for me in that way.
Because
we all know what they did to Doom, and we all know what they did to everything except Resident Evil, which is at least passable.
I'm robot chickening you. You're watching that movie.
Doom?
No, don't make me watch Doom.
No, I watched 15 minutes of Doom. I very seldom will eject a film. I actually ejected that film.
With the
you
want
it out. Yeah, that's
terrible. DVD out the window.
I kicked that bitch out. Sipper, get it.
Get the real one.
Brian, what have you been playing real quick?
Let me think. What have I been playing?
I need to look at Matt's ass all day. Thanks.
I'm trying to be a good bourbon host.
But he was ducking so it was on the camera. Best.
He's sticking his ass in my face. Brian!
I like your ass. What?
Focus!
Splinter Cell Blacklist again?
What?
Yeah.
How is it?
Love it.
I don't know
what it is.
You know,
I like the last one, the one before that was.
Basically, it's you play as a spy. Thank you, good sir.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Yeah, really.
Mm.
Yeah, I brought it.
Holy fuck.
Yeah, no, I brought it.
That is hard liquor.
It is.
Yeah,
I mean, this isn't your grandma's beer, okay? It's not your grandma's bourbon.
My grandma can't drink it.
Yeah, he's giving his bourbon.
My grandma has. My grandma actually has cirrhosis, so thanks for bringing that up, Matt.
What?
Huh? So, other than giving his grandma cirrhosis, what have you been doing?
Playing Splinter Cell Blacklist, and basically that game, it's a Tom Clancy game.
Rest in peace, buddy.
Yeah, generic. Basically, a generic super spy that goes around and saves the world.
Not generic, he's fun.
Sam Fisher has
like Archer.
A hard background.
He does.
Like Archer.
Yeah. Yeah, just minus the woman.
They're only hookers when they're dead, Cyril.
I second that motion.
That's true, I agree.
So, other than that, though, I've just been patiently waiting for my tuition check for financial aid for college, and I literally just got back from the bank from dropping it off, and the very first purchase I made with it was beer!
Yay!
$10 at work!
I swear to God, I've got my priorities straight.
You know you go to school in Wisconsin, when?
Yeah, right?
Oh, God.
Well, it is a requirement, I believe. It's in the contract.
Mm. Oh, man. I think Kelsey's going to be mad at me, though.
Why is
okay,
that?
So I'm supposed to be at the...
this is a beer.
Modeling thingy.
It's called beer. You know that we were
on? Dude, really? Oh. No.
It's
no.
Sour.
No.
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 But it's kind of...
Priorities, okay? Yeah. Let's see. I'm going to do a modeling thingy, or I'm going to...
The guy's gave the beer. The beer. Yeah, really? Like an idiot.
Do you want to cap this out?
Well, on a serious note, though, I couldn't do it because I have to be in... Well, I've been in Chicago. Yesterday, I just got back.
That's freaky.
Today.
Isn't that weird?
So, Kelsey, he's making an excuse why he's not there.
She's not going to watch this.
I know. That's why I said that.
Yeah, surprise.
Weird. But Mike might.
Shit.
Damn it!
I know.
Mike knows. No, she knows.
You can
she's just
going to
be pissed off when she finds out I was here.
Oh, well. Well,
I came back for you guys.
Wait. Text her.
Oh,
I love you guys.
We love you, too.
Do you know what we do?
Deeply inappropriate way.
When it opens up.
All right. Well, we're totally disorganized anyway.
No, we're not.
So we're going to take a break.
Chaos.
And we'll be right back for the Backtrack segment.
Give up my Atari?
My Intellivision?
How about for this?
You bet your asteroid.
Introducing the revolutionary Vectrex arcade system. No TV set needed. Instead, Vectrex has a real arcade screen built in. So you get challenging real arcade graphics and sounds with every Vectrex cartridge. No wonder Vectrex was chosen 2-1 over Atari and Intellivision for real arcade gameplay. So compare. Discover how Vectrex brings real arcade play home.
Hey, Tom!
Hey, Rob! Oh, never mind. Yeah, fuck you, dude.
Don't you love the way I did that
thank
on
you.
The
that,
thing?
That was perfect.
Nobody ever is actually going to see
Rob's
what really happened that there that I posted. Well, I was just doing it to be a jag.
Yeah, it's all right.
Oh, anyway, sorry about that. We're back with the Vectrex segment. With me is Tom, Travis, Larry, Jonah hiding out in the back, and Sue throwing drinks at us.
Yay!
And of course, I'm Rob.
Someone's got to be the beer bitch.
Ah! Wow.
That was your job.
Not tonight. Oh, I'm sorry. That's right.
Oh, Everclear informed. That's why I'm not with the games. I'm over on the side.
We can't show her screen.
Yeah. All right, so... Wow.
So let's talk about the wonderful Vectrex. We have several Vectrexes. This is just two of them.
Yeah. So let me.
Somebody started buying Vectrexes.
Let me explain how this started. So Jimmy, who was going to call in tonight on tonight's show, but has opted not to call in on tonight's show.
He's just like
so he's big
stuck us with the bill.
He's really big on 3D, so he's checking all these 3D forums and checking all about these 3D things, and he comes across this really obscure piece of hardware. It's a 3D imager for the Vectrex. Now, at this time, we all knew what the Vectrex was, but none of us were playing it or buying it or anything like that. They, you know,
didn't sell a whole lot, not a very large library.
Right. But he finds this thing, and that was the beginning of going down the rabbit hole. So, the 3D imager leads us to all these Vectrex boards, and all of a sudden, the next thing you know, geez, those really were cool systems. I forgot how cool those were. And so, I got a really good deal on one on eBay. I got $130. Got a Vectrex and 9 games. And 5 overlays at the time.
Yeah, that's the key, overlays. We'll get more into that in a few minutes.
Yeah, so, and I was lucky. I got in when the market was still cold. Because the market's gotten really hot lately. But, and all of a sudden, so then I get it. Well, now that I've got it, Jimmy's looking at it and going, crap, I should have bought that one. And next thing, Jimmy's got one. So, and then what happens after that, Rob?
Well, then I'm at one of Jimmy's movie nights. And I'm playing Space Invaders on his Vectrex. And I go, this is a really good version of Space Invaders. What else can this thing play? Hey, this is fun. What, Tom has one too? Well, I gotta buy one.
And that leads us to...
Well, let's keep going about Rob. Because, you know, mine had a little chip in the screen, and I'm crazy, and I can't take little things being wrong with anything that I own. Which is why I lopped off my right arm. No. I'm not... It's still here. So I ended up buying a second Vectrex because I'm not right in the head.
God's honest.
Yeah. And so then what happens, Larry?
Well, then you decided to sell it, so I'm buying it.
See? So...
So Jimmy finds...
Because you're not leaving our group.
We're like the worst, you know, peer pressured...
No,
there's no peer pressure.
There is a little bit of turnaround on Joneses. When Jim was talking about it, I was over there drinking with him, and I was just egging him on. Buy it.
Oh, you made him buy that one. Nice.
Come on, man. You love that system. Just buy it.
There's something wrong with this particular system.
So, all right, so that's why now we are all doing Vectrex. Let's talk a little bit more about what the Vectrex is.
And, well, the Vectrex was made in 1982.
Came out in 1982. November 1982.
Which I got wrong last time we recorded this, by the way.
Yeah, by the way, this is the second time we've recorded this. The reason this is the second time we've recorded, because the first time, the battery went dead as we were recording it.
No, you
yeah, and we were drunk.
Well, that too.
There was the fact that
there was an awful lot of brown liquor going around before the first time.
On the upside, look for the outtakes.
Yeah, we're definitely putting that one in the outtakes.
So, it came out in November of 1982. Now, the problem with coming out in this machine coming out in November of 1982, that was just as the first big video game crash was happening. And the market was crashing big time. So here's this beautiful machine.
Cost a lot of money.
Which was horribly expensive.
Well, was it kinda. 200, 300 for the time?
I
believe it was
200.
I thought it was 300.
It had a release price of $199,
$200.
Yeah. I just guessed that. That's
but,
made up.
How much were other systems going for at the time? How much was the Atari going for at the time?
The Atari was already probably down to $89 at that time.
It's actually pretty cheap for a system with a screen.
And that's why it was $200. It had a screen.
Yeah.
No, it had everything. It was a complete system.
It was kind of a portable.
It's a luggable. This is the first luggable system.
Really?
This is the time when you didn't have handheld games. GBC wasn't out. I'm sorry, Game Boy. The Game Boy wasn't out. Didn't come out until, 84, 85?
Oh, later than that, I think.
Was it later than that? Okay, 89. You're right.
Yeah.
89.
So, I was born.
So, you know, every other system you had to have connected to your TV set. So, I mean, you had to have a TV extra to connect to, or you tied up a mom and dad's TV. Didn't have to do that with the Vectrex. With the Vectrex, you could just take it, set it on your, you know, on your desk or whatever, and play it. Better yet, it has this cool little handle, everything folds up neatly. You can take it over to your bud's house, drop it, and play games. So it's a luggable. And of the time, you know, this was the first, let's say, portable video game system.
So take a note that proper games here.
Because there's no color.
Yeah, there's no color.
Why is that? There's no color because it's a different kind of screen.
Because it's a vector screen. It's drawing lines, and vector screens do not do color. They just draw lines. Basically, what you're doing is using an electron gun to draw a line across a phosphorus screen in a straight line.
Just like Turtle Graphics.
Just like Turtle Graphics, exactly. Except wow, those are a couple of really obscure technical references. Thank you, sir.
So yeah, each game came, and when you're looking second market, a lot of them don't have these because they get cracked, they shatter.
Almost all of them don't have these.
It's a lot harder to find the games with the overlays. We have most of the collection here. The game also, we also put a multi-card on it just to kind of preserve the original hardware a little bit. But yeah, most of the games, you know, if you wanted to color on the screens, each one had a separate overlay that traded with it.
So Rob, you have one of the rare ones, Pole Position. So what? What now? If you have the cartridge of Pole Position with the overlay, how much is it worth, Rob?
Somewhere between $80 and $120, depending on your day on eBay, how good you're doing.
Just these overlays, $20 and up. And that's just the overlay. Yep. You're going to pay $20 and up for just the overlay without the cartridge.
They might throw the cartridge in.
Yeah, because the cartridges go dirt cheap.
Yeah, $10-$20.
Exactly.
You know, depending on the cartridge.
You can get any cartridge for $10 or $20 besides a few of the rares.
Yeah.
Like the Pole Position. Even that one's still a rare.
But I think Travis was mentioning earlier, probably the best thing to do is to get one of these little guys, which...
And preserve your hardware.
Yeah, and everybody in the group has these two. It's one of those other things that caught like wildfire. But this is a 72-in-1 multi-cart. Do you remember who this was made by? This guy out of England.
Correct? Yeah, it is. I can't think of his name right now. But here's the thing: GCE did something absolutely brilliant. Now, GCE was the company that made this. It was,
oh, it's a ghost. I can't shoot.
God, what was the, what is GCE stand for again?
It's on the back of the unit. Remember, you looked it up last time.
Wait a minute. I think I did, actually. I think it does say what it is. General Consumer Electronics. Thank you. So GCE stands for General Consumer Electronics. To their credit, they told developers when they were going out of business, here's everything. It's free. It's now public domain. They didn't hold anything back. Every game they made, they just released to the public and said, here, have it.
Under condition.
Under the condition, you can't sell it.
You can't profit.
No, you can't profit on it. Yeah. So,
and they said, we're not profiting anyway.
No, but again, to their credit, that was a very cool thing to do. So they released all the games into the public as long as you didn't make try to make money on it. You can make the hardware, but you couldn't make money on the hardware.
That was after, see, the Vectrex was originally put out by them.
Mm-hmm.
Milton Bradley bought it.
Picked it up for a bit, yep.
Started selling it, then they discontinued it, and then GCE, did I get that right?
Yep, GCE.
Bought it back and had hopes of converting it to a complete handheld.
Oh yeah, which failed.
And then the Game Boy came out, and they just abandoned the idea and moved on, and then they moved to releasing it to public domain.
Right.
So there's some interesting history there.
The guys that made GC, and the guys that made this were actually really nice guys, I mean, as far as...
And good engineers. I mean...
Yeah. I do have to say, I'm playing Berserk on here. I've played Berserk on a couple other consoles. The details are kind of cool. I didn't really...
Yeah, they did a really good job on their Berserk.
Yeah, I do have to say, it's really... You get these cool little details that you... And, like, I mean, obviously, you're not just dealing with little blobs.
No, exactly. And that was...
I'm pretty surprised.
And considering this machine... Think of how old this machine is and what the release dates on these games are. You know, that they really did a great job. That was the beauty of vector graphics. Now...
They're very clear, distinct. Yes. You know what is what.
Yeah. You know, you can draw things in lines that you could not do with pixels at the time, you know, using blocky graphics at the time. So you could make much nicer images. So basically, the best way to think of it is, this is great. You got to think of these as the Neanderthal of the video game line. Yeah. Because you had the two competing lines. You had pixel graphics, and you had vector graphics. And a lot of the early games... came out in vector graphics. Space Force, one of the quintessential early video games, and that was like 79-80.
Well, Battlezone and Star Wars are probably two of the most ones famous.
The, when they were getting to the pinnacle of what they could do.
Yeah.
Right. Battlezone is the definitive game.
And Star Wars Arcade was the shit.
Was amazing.
That's like the first, like, when I was like super young, I think that's like the game of first graphics that blew me away.
Because they were so far ahead of
what else was out at the time.
But that was it. They were reaching the pinnacle of what they could do. And unfortunately, the other graphics eventually could catch up and go further. And so the vector graphics, like the poor...
Got it.
Have a drink,
Tom. I'm not going to help you.
Wait, I'm going to have a drink here. Yeah, don't help me here. Wait. Neanderthal just died off.
Oh.
Poor Neanderthal.
It is kind of sad. Other technical oddities. There's the famous Vectrex Buzz. Later models, by the way, didn't have it. The ones Milton Bradley, during the Milton Bradley era, that was corrected. It was caused by a ground loop, actually, because the FCC felt that the ground that they put in there wasn't adequate to stop it from interfering with other signals. So what did GCE do? Well, they just threw a second ground on there, of course, right?
Oh, yeah,
And that's what causes the famous buzz. You can correct it by cutting the original ground. Be careful when you're doing that, because, of course, that is a tube. And as we know... tube screens tend to store electricity that likes to shock you a bit. So you got to be careful when you're doing it. However, if you clip the original one, there's no harm, no foul, because that basically turns it into what the later ones were. The later ones just did away with that first ground that they had. How interesting is that, huh?
Let's do that later.
Yeah, live on air, right?
Live on air, I like that.
I might actually film doing it. so I can have my last few minutes filmed.
So yeah, so again,
just in case.
Yeah.
Doing, he's,
but it didn't really die very long. I mean, by 83-ish, this thing was already dying out.
Yeah, I think 84 or 85.
They were fire sailing them by 84. They dropped to like 150, and then in the very end, they were going for $100.
And it just kills me.
Toys R Us, man. Toys R Us. They had tons of them. And I'd go in there, and at that time, $100 was like, oh, man, yeah, it's the one I can afford for a game right now. So, poor working college kid.
It kind of kills me, you know?
Yeah, they went that cheap, and now, yeah.
I remember looking at them, because remember we were into the Commodore by then.
Oh, God,
yeah. Or 64 by then.
Yep.
And you'd still see them clearing out at, like, Sears.
Yeah. Now, again, great system, just bad timing. I'd just say mainly bad timing.
Yeah, really. I mean, the video game.
I think if they hadn't hit that first crash, they would have done just fine. And unfortunately, you hit the market at the wrong time. They hit it at the end of the video game craze of the, you know, you figure the Atari had been out for how long? The 2600. It was the definitive home system.
Yep.
So everybody was using that.
By 1984, they were in competition with. I mean, things were already ugly.
Yeah.
But they were doing competition with, like, Intellivision. They felt was their major competitor. Yeah. ColecoVision was out by the time.
ColecoVision was out.
The Atari 7800 originally was supposed to release in 1984. Yeah. But Treble put a stop to that.
So we always built a stop loss.
The bastard.
Yeah, he built a stop loss. Again, he personally killed the top.
Rotten hell, Treble. Rotten hell.
Man,
he was a player in both.
Even though I thought he was hilarious.
Commodore and Atari fields, and he screwed both companies.
Wait, we got an overlay for this one.
Which one?
Yes, we do.
Which one?
It's old position. Needs to be repaired.
Oh yeah. Differences between older overlays and later overlays.
Actually, turns out that may be a repo.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm betting that is. There was a guy out of England who did some very professional reproductions. Yeah, no, it is. The fact you can do that is a reproduction. They never made that thing.
What do you know?
This guy had them professionally printed and professionally die cut.
I've heard of this guy, but you never see. Well, no.
That thing's worth its weight in gold.
Probably worth more than the original. No,
exactly. It's worth more than the original, because the original is prone to breaking eventually. That one isn't. This guy did such an amazing job on that.
This guy's indestructible, pretty much.
Yeah, exactly. He made them right. He made them out of a softer plastic, unlike these that are so hard that they break.
Yep, so that's interesting. I know that.
So that's even worth more than the original pole position one.
I found out there was a little bit of
controversy.
So make $100,
you bastards, on eBay.
The overlays are really important. They seem like, oh, they really make the game pop and stuff like that. But it turns out the software engineers for the Vectrex would never use them.
No.
And they disliked the fact that they were even...
It probably reminded them of early video game systems where you would, like, the Odyssey, where you would put those little overlays on
Even early video games had color display, to do color displays on them.
Warlord.
Yes, thank you. Had an overlay on
right.
it.
Right.
Warlord was another very good vector game.
It even had erased.
Yeah, no, exactly. Some of them did that.
I could kind of understand their distaste.
So do you want to talk a little more about the 3D add-on?
We will get to that, because there are a few interfaces for this, and I do want to talk about the interfaces that are available for it. Because there are some... My big thing is I'm always into weird interfaces for systems. What they, you know, what kind of weird hardware they had available for them. So we'll talk about that a bit more. So, but again, overall, they are great gaming systems. Now, here's the problem right now. I was lucky. I jumped in before any of you guys. The market was still fairly cool. I got a really good deal.
Yeah, you can fight me.
Yeah. Holy crap.
Hey, I had pole position with mine, damn it.
Which was a great deal, believe me.
He pulled it out.
But, man, the market's gotten hot. I mean, it's gotten hot. It will cool down again. The problem is that these are collector's machines. They really are. It's got a great aftermarket support for it. It's got a great community. There are people still to this day writing new games for the Vectrex.
I believe you were saying before that there has been more games created after the death of Vectrex than there were during its life.
There were only 30 originals.
Mm-hmm. There's 72 on this multi card. Only 30 of them are original games. And my multi card's only 72. There are a lot of games. There's one game I want to get. Somebody reproduced Knights.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
The old one where you swing the sword and it's top down?
Yes.
I love that game.
That was an Amiga game, wasn't it?
No. There was an arcade game.
Maybe there was an Amiga shareware that someone had created.
So,
this guy who did,
love that
he did a limited run. I'm hoping he will do the run again. It comes with an overlay and everything. It ain't cheap, dude. He wants like 70, 80 bucks for it.
Yeah, but it'll be sweet.
I'm gonna buy it.
My dad and I used to play that game to death at the arcade.
The game was brilliant.
It was like that.
It did, however, if you remember, it had a spin mech. It had a spinner on it.
Yes, it had a spinner on it. Now, here's the thing. You can make a spinner for the Vectrex.
Oh, yeah.
There is a good spinner hack for it.
What's the spinner?
Okay, so old controls like Tempest, you had a...
Oh, yeah, like a dial.
Yes, the same with Tron, remember?
Okay,
it's got the dial, it's called spinner.
Okay.
So, yeah, no, I really love that game. So, and the guy made a beautiful, beautiful version of it. Again, people have done some amazing program for it. Speaking of which, now, because so many of us own it, we are going to buy a EEPROM programmer so we can make individual cartridges as well.
Yeah, we were talking about that earlier.
Yeah, again, I'll pick one up in the next couple of months. The cartridges are super simple and stuff.
I do see some new free stuff has been coming out.
Exactly, and we can download it and burn onto cartridges that way. So there is an SD cartridge out there. The guy's I've told him next time he does a run to get a hold of us because we'll buy some from him. I like the you know me. I like the idea of a multicart with an SD, not a fixed multicart. Now, it's a little more difficult because they do some bank switching on this when you have a lot of games on one cartridge. One cartridge, great.
Cartridge.
I didn't say that. I said cartridges.
Cartridge.
So. Tell me about your cartridge, Mary.
No.
Oh, what? You can't make me.
So again,
you know.
But again, if you go, you know, there are just a buttload of Vectrex sites. And one of the better sites to go to is a guy out of England called Madtronics. Now, let me spell this out because if you don't get it right, there's Medtronics and all sorts of other Madtronics.
Most of our porn sites.
Tronix. So here's the cool thing. This guy, the Vectrex had this really weird piece of imaging. This is what started this whole thing off. It's the first home system that had 3D. And I'm talking about real 3D. I mean, if you looked at the screen, it's great depth.
Yes, because later, Sega would claim it, and they would have to retract the claim, which they didn't really do. They just stopped claiming it.
Exactly. Sega came out with it with the Master System. They used an LCD shutter system, which was the way to do it at the time. But even pre that, Vectrex did a really weird-ass hack. So you put this thing on that looked like a helmet, and it had a disc that spun in front of your face. So it was synchronized to pick which eye you were seeing out of when it was displaying whatever part of the screen you wanted to see it. So it gave you 3D. But no, that way, wait, it gets better. So, hey, we can do 3D that way. No, wait. We can do color that way, too. So to add color to it...
It's like a color wheel on a modern...
Yes, exactly. Like, and it spins.
But let's just put it in your face.
Exactly.
Yeah,
let's put this spinning disc on the front of your face. We'll put some images online of what this thing looked like. It's amazing. So, but here's
basically
the cool thing.
Basically, strap a CD-ROM to your face.
Yeah, basically. This thing's like a $500
It's like a Viewmaster, except dangerous.
Yes, yeah. It's like $500 used. I mean, if you can find it. Finding it is difficult. It is a rarity. So this guy in England reverse engineered it. Not England, Denmark? I think it's in Denmark.
They're Europeans.
Yeah.
We're from Wisconsin. Come on.
Yeah. But so this guy reverse engineered it and has designed his own. And we have one coming. And we will be showing it at the Midwest Gaming Classic.
Which is going to be wonderful.
Because I want to see people put this spinning, dangerous plastic disc on their face. Here, put this on. So, but, yeah, so, no, it does.
Maybe we'll do a demonstration on how you modify the innards of the Vectrex. And then we can electrocute somebody, too.
Right, exactly. Chop their nose off and electrocute them. So, but, you know, actually, I'm serious. When I get it, I'm actually going to make some mods to it to make it safer. No, I mean, this thing's got a spinning disc of plastic spinning right above your bridge of your nose.
It sounds promising to me.
It does not sound promising. It sounds like you're going to cut your nose off.
So, Tom, I noticed, I believe that your, one of the other things that tends to break up Vectrex is the power on knob.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty sure you have got a replacement knob, yes.
I replaced mine,
It's very common for them to split in half.
Exactly what happened to them. They were terribly good plastic, so they split in half. So you can pick up a Radio Shack, sells a
$3
knob, $3. Looks almost identical to the original.
Did you get the one with the dial side on it, and then you just blank out the dial? Yeah, looks good. Actually, it looks better than the original.
It's a little more durable than the original one, so.
And it feels a little better, too.
Yeah. So,
another one of those mods you can do to your Vectrex.
Yes.
Make it a little bit better.
Again, they, the other thing, okay, so we haven't talked much about the Vectrex controller yet. So the Vectrex had a really interesting control system, too. I'm going to take this one and put it, actually, I'm going to take this one and hold it up, because I want to show you something else.
You don't want to see the back of it, though.
No, but why don't you want to see the back of it? Your back is fine on this one.
See, this is Tom, right here.
Okay.
That's the difference.
He's right more there. Flexible than...
I am much more flexible with this. So, again, they had an analog joystick, spring-loaded joystick here, and four buttons. A lot of early video games played with buttons. They didn't have joysticks. So, and now, you know, at the arcade, you'd have a button basically that was left and right and thrust or something like that. Space Wars, Asteroids, all those games used a button system. Now, here's the cool thing about the Vectrex. Again, when I was talking about it being portable, you can take... Now, this is, I'm going to do a no-no.
Put it around the joystick.
You're not supposed to do that, though. That moves the joystick.
Well, I'll be damned. Oh, that's why they're all out of shape.
That's why they're all broken. Yeah. So.
That's interesting because.
You loop it around there.
You got to do it.
And you put it like that. And this is what made the Vectrex a portable system. At this point, again, you can just grab this, take it to any room in the house, move it to your bud's house.
Oh, or watch the
display fall. You just throw the display on the ground.
Did that happen there? Okay,
that's
so.
All the time.
But that's what was the cool part about the Vectrex, is that the controller folded right up into it. Like that.
Into its Kajumbas.
What's that?
Into its Kajumbas.
Into its Kajumbas. But you see how the joystick's a little off-center?
Yep.
That's because the cord's been hanging on it for years. The spring's in there.
People do that to get it in.
No, you have to. That's the problem. It's one of those catch-22s. So when you have them at home, you're best off not leaving them. Like Rob, you're best off leaving them, just like you have yours over there. With the...
I hate to do this, but I'm going to move the camera.
Show how he's got his Vectrex sitting. He's got it sitting with the joystick down, and so it's not hanging on that. You only did that when you had to move it. You didn't leave it like that. But the problem is, everybody would leave it like that, so everybody...
Down and to the side.
Yes, down and to the left. Down and to the left. Down and to the left.
Always to the left.
Yes. So, that's why those all... But most of me, fine. In fact, when I got mine... My joystick has been rebuilt. This one, the original one, has been rebuilt. This one, and the guy did a beautiful job. I mean, you can't even tell he opened it. I mean, the sticker's not peeled up at all. The whole nine yards. But mine's been completely rebuilt.
Nice.
Yeah, I bought a second one. The second one's my number four button's a little bit but I'll work that out.
I think we talked about this to decide that for the MGC, we're not even going to have the original controllers there. What we're going to do is we're going to build our own basic.
Right, because nobody needs to touch our damn controllers. No, they don't want to touch these controllers. They're worth their weight in gold.
Yeah, they're worth, like, $75 to $100 on eBay.
Per controller.
Yep. Right. No matter how screwed up it is.
In a future episode, I think we should dive into the video game speculating as a topic.
Talk about it at least a little bit right now, what's going on. This is why the market gets hot.
I think he had a pretty good theory that when the hardware sells, shortly after that, the software will see a jump. You know, first the hardware kind of spikes.
Yep.
And then that'll kind of trail off, and then the software will have a secondary spike.
Well, of course, because all of a sudden, like you guys, you have a new machine, and it's like, shit, I have a new machine. I need games. I need hardware. I need whatever accessories they had. Light pen, you know.
So we are reasonably sure that Guys, Games, and Beer is completely responsible for the recent spike
in Vectrex. Yes, we are.
Because there's just not many of them, and there's a lot of G2B people.
I would like a personal thank you note from all the Vectrex sellers.
All you eBay people.
Yeah, because we probably bought it. All right. So, guys, any other thoughts on Vectrex?
One last thing I'd like to throw in is that, you could be too poor to own a Vectrex. Maybe you're a student. Maybe you've got bills to pay. Maybe you have a wife who won't let you buy jack crap. It happens. I know. Mine's not that way. But I know people who've had it happen.
You spend money like a drunken sailor.
Mine bought some of it.
That's even better.
And brought it home. So, But anyway, you can emulate the Vectrex on several different platforms. However, I'm going to tell you, It's just never as good. But it is kind of cool if you're on a mobile device to be able to play Vectrex the way the Vectrex guys wanted to, which is on a mobile device like an iPad. How freaking cool is that? Yep. You can run. The only problem with this app is it tends to freeze up if you run it more than once a day. There you go. But yep, sure enough, you see, you got a little collection here.
Mindstorm, by the way, came built into the system.
And you can see all the games. And there's a leaderboard even, and achievements. And let's see, there we go. There's your little Vectrex. And let's... wait, there we go. And there you go. It's a little Vectrex with my Mindstorm. Boy, that Mindstorm's in perfect shape. Look at its overlay.
I gotta say, Mindstorm was a great game, though.
But there it is.
Crap.
And it's fully playable. I also have it on my little GP2X Kanu.
Nice.
And I've run it on there as well. It also isn't as good as the real thing. It, you know, Vectrex was meant... Well, actually, I shouldn't even say that because, you know, honestly, it does control a little bit better with a gamepad, but the graphics are not the same. The actual vector make this system what it is, which is great, and the portability of it, just kind of the retro feel. But hey, if you can't afford it,
but one of the other ones. That is hardware. I mean, we talked about this before. This is why I've given up software emulation. Why I'm going on strictly hardware. Real hardware. Yes, I may be running multi-cards, but I'm buying real hardware to get the exact feel, to get the controller feel, the screen look. I mean, everything.
Except the Atari 2600. I'm a big fan of Atari 2600 everywhere. I think it should be played on everything.
Oh, I have it. I didn't say I didn't have it on anything, but I love having my original. Man, popping that up on the TV.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, so, you got a 7800, good enough.
Before we wrap up, favorite game?
On the Vectrex?
Yep.
Rip-Off.
No, dude, that was my damn favorite game.
Rip-Off?
No, Rip-Off is yours.
Oh, I love Rip-Off.
No, I do love Rip-Off.
Rip-Off's a great game. One or two players, plays just like the arcade game. It's beautiful. I mean, literally, so we were again talking to Jimmy. We remember the first time we saw Rip-Off was at an arcade in Lake Geneva where we went out to the Dungeon Hobby Shop out there near the Dungeons and Dragon days.
Did you say Gin and Tonic days?
Gin and Tonic days, too, yes. But we got out, they had a great arcade out in Lake Geneva, and they had Rip-Off there, and it was just, man, we pumped more money into that machine, and then playing it out here, it's beautiful out here.
It's just like the arcade.
It really is.
Life perfect. Playing the arcade. Pretty impressive. Travis, favorite game?
I'm going to have to say I really did like the Berserk on here. It played pretty well. It was pretty comfortable. The game I'm obviously best at apparently was Clean Sweeper because it's a Pac-Man clone. And that was pretty solid. The pole position was really gorgeous. I don't think I really got the hang of
it. It's a really good version of
Yeah, but I definitely have to say I really liked the look on Berserk. I really liked it. I'd have to say overall that's my favorite game on that. I'm kind of still new to this, so I've got a lot of stuff I got to try out for it still, though.
All right, Larry.
Originals or...
No, you can pick new games.
Yeah, I think it's open.
Yahtzee.
Yeah, alright.
Yeah, yeah. What?
Yeah.
The best damn version of Space.
Oh, wait, you see this dude? Go ahead and turn that off for a second.
Alright.
We gotta show him Yahtzee, because this is beautiful.
Okay, let me see Pastor Larry without knocking the camera here.
He amazingly did it. Hey, let's look at Tom's butt. Do, 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 do. Do, 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 do. It's Tom's butt.
Boom, boom. You gotta put an overlay on there. Put the Mindstorm overlay.
That was dangerously close to twerking. I'm sorry.
Actually, the hyperspace works really well.
Tom twerks.
Hyperchase.
That was, hyperchase.
That was dangerously close to that.
I can see that working very well.
I'm so sorry.
I know you take that clip, play it over and over again.
No, you want the
make a sweet chip. Yeah.
Now watch this game. This game is beautiful.
It's kind of fun. You can take overlays and kind of jump them around and kind of get a different feel.
Change
for
your gameplay,
game.
Right? So when did this one come out?
About 2 or 3 years ago.
Okay.
This is the one that made me buy this system, by the way.
Yeah?
I mean, I still don't have it.
Did a good job with the case and everything?
Okay, so...
I wanted a really
you
nice
want number two.
Is it holds high scores when
now,
it's...
Now, align the lines. That looked good right there.
That's probably the best I'm going to get.
Yep. I love the fact the guy even put it in alignment. It was important because of what he's doing here.
And you can just use the buttons on
four,
this
I think.
Game.
Four is fire. Yes. Yeah, you can just use the buttons.
Left and right on
which
the
we board. Both poo-pooed him on last time, but he proved himself to be right.
No, he did.
Yeah.
The buttons work better, actually.
Yeah, I can see.
This is a beautiful version of Space Invaders. Now, here's the cool thing.
In my opinion, you don't need no stinking overlay.
He did.
That's just me, but...
I have to agree. Yeah. He did.
I disagree with you.
No, see, it's a beautiful version.
You know why I like the overlay?
He did this with Vector Graphics.
A lot of the original... A lot of the Space Invader machines had overlays.
Yes, they did.
But not all of them.
But he's right. That's another one that was an early version of the video game. To get color on it, they put an overlay on it.
That's when they got fancy with
Space
Invaders.
But the original Space Invaders was not Vector Graphics. That was a pixel graphics game, but they used overlays to give it color. He's doing this. He's generating basically pixel graphics using teeny tiny little lines.
Which is weird.
I know it is, but you gotta admit it works.
It's cool.
It looks wonderful.
That's a little mind-blowing.
Yeah, sound is really good.
Yeah, it's great.
And that's something interesting. They used a really high-quality arcade sound chip in this. So, for arcade sounds, the system is beautiful. But in fact, considering it came out in 82, it had some games that actually had voice synthesis in it. Spike, yes.
Spike, talk to you.
What was Spike?
I thought there was a voice system for it, wasn't there?
Yes, a separate cartridge, but... You could actually do voice synthesis in it. They did some amazing stuff. It had a really good sound chip.
Yes. Yes, they did. All right, so... Joni, you got a favorite game?
No.
Speed up, drop down.
That's right.
You're putting pressure on me, man. Can't shake him.
Attention to orders. Your training will save you.
I
think my favorite was Scramble.
Fuck.
I love Scramble.
I love Scramble too.
Yes.
I was so close.
Scramble, because it was just really well done.
It was. It played beautifully. Again, there just... We go. Very fluid games. And now, that's interesting, because again, Scramble, like Berserk, was not originally a vector graphics game, and yet they're two of the better games on here.
It was just really well done.
Did you see Berserk?
Berserk was not a vector graphics game. It was
right.
And neither was Scramble. Those were both pixel graphics games at the arcade. But their ports of them are really, really good. All right. So, Rob, anything else?
I'm looking for a copy of Yahtzee.
I'm looking forward to that burner.
Yeah, so we can burn Yahtzee.
Because the guy that was selling it basically went out of business. He decided that he just didn't want to do it anymore.
It's a labor of love.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he just stopped doing it, so.
You should check out the Protector, too. They've got a great Defender clone on here called Protector that is a beautiful Defender clone.
Apparently there's a Yahtzee overlay, huh?
Mm-hmm, and it's gorgeous.
Yeah, Jim has one on order.
I know. I'm waiting. No, it's not on order yet. The guy.
Oh, he's just trying to get a hold of him.
Yeah, because as soon as he gets a hold of him, we're going to both get one. Believe me. As soon as he gets one on order, I'm going to have one on order.
We're just going to have. I'm just going to tell him, we need four.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that'd be a wise decision.
That's probably a really good call, actually. Yes. So again, great system. You just endless fun. You know, keep your eyes open. Check out garage sales. People got shit in their attic.
I think maybe if we have a few minutes, maybe Tom, you can talk about your efforts to try to replicate those overlays. You think at first view they look like, oh, that's no big deal, but they're really actually quite complex.
Mm-hmm. So, let's do talk about that for just a few minutes. So, here's the original overlay that came with it. Mindstorm. It's one of the rarer ones, actually, because the problem was...
You know you're holding it up to me, right?
Yeah, I was about to put it in front of the camera.
Oh, okay.
So this is the original one that came with the system, Mindstorm. Now, the problem was, they're made out of a fairly stiff plastic, and you have to flex it and bend it every time you put it in the system. So as you're putting it in the system, you're basically stressing it every time. See, this one has a chip in the corner now and a chip up at the top. That's because they're bending it and pushing it into these little clips. Well, because it's a hard plastic,
it breaks.
Plastic dries out, gets brittle, and breaks. That's the reason Rob was doing that.
That's the reason the repros.
So when they did the repros, put you up for this so people can see.
This is a Starhawk.
See how flexible those are?
I need a copy of Starhawk.
They are much, much nicer that way.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm an idiot.
They flex, they bend, they always have to break, but it's really hard to do these. So a guy out of England did these, and he did an absolutely beautiful job. It's hard to print on plastic, and these are printed on plastic. So The only layering they're doing is they're layering a little layer of ink over the bottom here, but these all are on the same level as far as ink goes.
Totally off camera. That was awesome, man.
Nice job on that, right? Yeah. So this is just a blockage that they printed over it. But these have to be die cut to an exact size so that they fit inside the system. You know, and to get the artwork right. Now, the artwork is all available online, so yes. So we've been working on reproducing these ourselves. Now, we are not going to hire some shop to die cut them. I'm sorry, not on even
no,
a good
we're
day.
Cheap.
We are cheap-ass bastards. We are going to hand cut these things when the time comes. We're getting close. I use a laser printer to print this one, and as you can see, not too bad quality-wise. Again, I haven't put the overlay over it to cover. Basically, I just paint over the edges where I don't want the light to come through. But that gave me a fairly decent quality. The only problem I have with this one is because the ink's a little heavy, we got a touch of distortion. So I've just got to lighten up the ink a little bit. So it's, but it's taken a lot of tries to actually get it so it's even that good. So,
but it'll eventually come along.
And it will pay off because,
right,
generally we are able to find all the different pictures and different outlays.
All right.
Which
I'll,
one?
I'll just
oh, Yazzie is good, yeah.
But beat your uncle, you have 3,000 more to go.
Okay. But the thing is, like, think about it. I did that on my, like, last life. Like, I got an extra life. It took me, like, 2 lives to get into it. That's right, I did.
But because, again...
I think I can.
Even with my... and I've got 10 originals now. I don't want to use them. I get nervous about using them because they are... They do get old.
They do get beat.
I really want to put these away carefully. If I can reproduce them, I'm going to reproduce them and just use the reproductions day to day. Keep these for special occasions. So,
like a fancy dinner.
Like a fancy dinner, exactly. And I'll bring them out when I come over. I'll bring them out when company comes over. Exactly, yes.
Midwest Gaming reprints.
Exactly. Thank you. No, I'm sorry. I'm not Midwest Gaming Classic. I'm not letting anybody touch my fucking joystick. Not at
work. Oh, I can't even believe he said that.
All right. Well, maybe last year I let a few people touch my joystick.
So I was sticky.
Hey, you guys wouldn't let me out of the room. If you wouldn't let me out of the room, maybe I would have had people touching my joystick.
We wanted you to get out of the room. We said, Tom, get out of the room. You said, oh, I want to greet everybody who comes in.
I was drinking.
Oh, yeah.
Forget, there was a lot of beer in the room. That's and Jell-O shots.
Yeah, I didn't leave that much either.
So, all right. So, shall we wrap this up?
I think we should start posting our high scores on Vectrex games on our website.
Yeah, I'll be right on that. thanks for watching another episode of Guys, Games, and Beer. This one's actually worth watching. Well, some of it.
Yeah.
Well, if you watched it at this point, you probably already watched it. So good job.
Yeah, nice job. Give yourself a bonus.
And watch for the outtakes.
Achievement again. Yeah, the outtakes are going to be something this
week. Yeah. Our first version, Special Man.
Was special in all sorts of ways.
Thanks for watching Guys, Games, and Beer, though we wonder why you do.
See ya.
Okay, I think that worked okay.